Welcome to our program, Everyday English. Today we're going to give you a test on some of the points of English grammar and usage that we've met this week. Now here's our first question. Question one.
State clearly what the following expressions mean. A. Air one's dirty linen in public. B. Build castles in the air. C. Put on airs. D. Airs and graces. E. Hot air. F. Good scent by air. The question again. State clearly what the following expressions mean. A. Air one's dirty linen in public. B. Build castles in the air. C. Put on airs. D. Airs and graces. E. Hot air. F. Good scent by air.
Question 2.
The expression in the air can be used to express two meanings. What are these meanings? The question again. The expression in the air can be used to express two meanings. What are these meanings?
Question 3.
Listen to the following sentences. Some of them are correct, some incorrect. Comment on the grammaticalness or otherwise of each of them. A. He has bought several kente cloths. B. He dissuaded me from buying those items of clothes. C. I persuaded him to get a few clothes. D. You will need these items of clothing. The question again. Listen to the following sentences. Some of them are correct, some incorrect. Comment on the grammaticalness or otherwise of each of them. A. He has bought several kente cloths. B. He dissuaded me from buying those items of clothes. C. I persuaded him to get a few clothes. D. You will need these items of clothing.
Question 4.
Listen to this sentence and answer the question that follows it.
My wife has had a baby girl.
Which of the following sentences is a correct substitute for this sentence? A. My wife has delivered a baby girl. B. My wife has delivered. C. My wife has been delivered of a baby girl. D. My wife has born a baby. Question 4 again. Listen to this sentence and answer the question that follows it.
My wife has had a baby girl.
Which of the following sentences is a correct substitute for the sentence? A. My wife has delivered a baby girl. B. My wife has delivered. C. My wife has been delivered of a baby girl. D. My wife has born a baby.
Thank you. And now the answers. Each question will be repeated, followed by the correct answer. Question 1.
State clearly what the following expressions mean. A. Air one's dirty linen in public.
The expression means discuss private or embarrassing matters in public.
B. Build castles in the air.
The expression means to have plans that are unlikely to succeed.
C. Put on airs.
The expression means behave in an unnatural and affected manner in order to impress.
D. Airs and graces.
The expression means proud behavior adopted by someone who is acting as though he or she were more important than another in order to impress.
E. Hot air.
The expression means empty or boastful talk.
Question 2. The expression in the air can be used to express two meanings. What are these meanings?
The first meaning is be in circulation, be current. The second meaning is used to describe plans which are uncertain or undecided.
Question 3. Listen to the following sentences. Some of them are correct, some incorrect. Comment on the grammaticalness or otherwise of each of them. A. He has bought several kente cloths.
Correct.
B. He dissuaded me from buying those items of clothes.
Incorrect.
C. I persuaded him to get a few clothes.
Correct.
D. You will need these items of clothing.
Correct.
Question 4. Listen to this sentence.
My wife has had a baby girl.
Which of the following sentences is a correct substitute for this sentence? A. My wife has delivered a baby girl. B. My wife has delivered. C. My wife has been delivered of a baby girl. D. My wife has born a baby girl.
The correct substitute is C. My wife has been delivered of a baby girl. Thank you both. Well, listeners, that's all. Have a good weekend, and remember to tune in on Monday. Till then, it's goodbye from all three of us.